In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, what do we hear in the Holy Gospel for today? Someone asks the Lord, "What should I do in order to have eternal life?" And the Lord answers, "You are to love God above all things, and your neighbor as yourself." So we learn that one love cannot be separated from the other. The love of God cannot be separated from the love of our neighbor. If we love God, if we do, we are to love our neighbor. This is a necessary consequence. But nowadays we hear a lot about the love of our neighbor. And this is not bad at all. But the problem lies in the fact that many of those who preach the love of our neighbor forget completely to talk about the love of God. And this way of thinking leads us easily to a very natural and horizontal way of looking into things. We may lose the supernatural dimension of our faith. So a very important point for us today is that our love for our neighbor, which is essential, cannot be separated from the supernatural dimension of our love for God. And we have to keep it in mind when we are dealing with others, especially difficult people. The reason why we are to love all men and to do good to those around us is not because they are always the best people in the world, but because we love God. And one of the ways by which we show our love for God is in loving our neighbor. We are to love our neighbor and to do good, but out of our love for God. My brethren, the truth is that loving our neighbor is loving God through our neighbor. The book of Genesis says that we were created as images of God. We are images of God. So the way we treat the image is the way we are treating God Himself. And we can see this profound truth in the Gospel for today. My brethren, when we look at the parable of the Good Samaritan, we have to understand that Christ, our Lord, He is not only the Good Samaritan who came down from heaven in order to heal our wounds. But in a very mysterious way, Christ is also that wounded man who was in need of help. What do I say? I say that Christ needs help in his members. Christ needs help in each man who is in need. And what we do to them, we are doing to him. And this is what we see in a very marvelous way in the life of St. Martin. One day, he was traveling forward through a town called Amiens. In a bitter winter, in such severe cold that some men even died of it. And there, he met a poor man who was asking that someone would give him some clothing, but nobody cared. Then Martin realized he had to help the man, since the others would not. However, he didn't know what to give to the poor man, because he himself had nothing but his clothes and his military garb. So, what did he do? He took his knife and cut his cloak in two pieces and gave one to the poor man, and the other he put on himself. And on that same night, Martin saw in a dream our Lord Jesus Christ himself clothed with the half cloak which he had given to that poor man. And he heard Jesus saying to those who stood around him, "Martin clothed me with this robe." Then he remembered the words of the Lord in the Gospel. "That which you do in my name to one of these least, that you are doing to myself." And that's why our Lord showed himself to Martin with the robe which the poor man had received. So, my brethren, let us keep in mind this beautiful reality of our faith. That in doing good to others, we are serving the Lord. We are healing his wounds when we take care of his members. So let us not lose sight of the supernatural dimension of the love we owe to our neighbor. It cannot be simple philanthropy. That would be very difficult. To love man for the sake of man, with all the defects we know so well. But it has to be, above all, out of our love for God. It is out of his love, it is for his love that I should love my neighbor. It is for his love that I should love my family. His love is the reason why we are to love everyone, and even our enemies. So, my brethren, remember, what you do to others, you are doing to him. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.